Blog Talk Radio.
Here we go. That was the most perfect timing I've ever had, cutting off my intro music. Didn't that sound good? If I can do that week in and week out, man, I'd be bad. Listen, we've got age. Is it just a number? Is age just a number? We're talking about dating and the age brackets of dating today. What's too young or too old? Who is too young and who is too old? How does it vary from male to female? I've got a study. I've got an interesting study for you. I think I'm going to wait and allow a little anticipation to brew before I deliver the results of that study. And I have an opinion, obviously. That'll be delivered ASAP. However, today's the day that I am going to reveal, momentarily actually, the two winners, the two winning topics of the People's Choice Summer Love. Okay, we've got two shows in the books. We are having a fun show right now. This is our checkpoint. This is our halfway, midway checkpoint, phone blast, Summer Love episode. And following this, our last two Summer Love episodes are chosen by you guys. All right? We had five topics to choose from. Asia Downing and Elena Brownlee both chipped in. so let me do this now. I was gonna do it in a second, but so this is what's going on, people. Asia has a wild schedule. Asia is all over the place, and Asia works usually on Tuesdays, sometimes Wednesdays, primarily Tuesdays. And Asia got called in for jury duty. A whole lot happened. So I went to my other co-host, my just as valued co-host, my sister Elena Brownlee, and she is able to fill in for Asia. However, Asia made it as well. So I have two co-hosts, ladies. Ladies.
I was tired of missing shows. I was like, this sign from God. I got to call in. We ended it right on time. I'm like, I'm calling. I don't want to miss no more shows. I want to laugh.
Yes. I said, what in the world? I said, hi. I said, I know you ain't working and calling in. This is not what I want
right,
you to
I just
do.
I snuck away to the lunchroom. That's how important this show is. I'm in the bathroom stall. Don't come too loud.
Talking with your mouth full, yeah. Now, Elena, how's everything? How's everything down in the ATL? How are you on this week?
Everything's going dandy. You know, the news at my job is interesting. So, but I'm excited
Definitely.
That we get to talk about age because it's a major thing out here in Atlanta.
Oh my! I know. Yeah, I know CNN has got to be just buzzing right now. You've got to
yeah.
be. Oh, that's not a place I would like to work during this season. I do not
no.
envy you.
yeah, I love my job.
Jesus.
No, not right now.
Yeah, not right now. Now, ladies, like I said, the two of you chipped in, and you can chip in again right now. The five topics were if I'm in love with a thug or I'm in love with a hoe, am I wrong? And if all my relationships fail, Is It Me? How White Love Differs from Black Love, The Pros and Cons of Online Dating, and there was a fifth one. What was the fifth one? It was When Should Single Parents Date Again? Now, which ones did you guys select? Why did you select them, and which ones do you think won the poll? If you could sum that up really quickly, Asia.
I believe I picked Is It Me? The second choice. If relationships aren't working out, Is It Me? And the hoe and the thug thing, just because I thought that'd be funny. The second one should be really interesting because there's a lot of people out there that are, you know, alone and are probably wondering why. But yeah, the second one, I just thought that'd be fun to talk about the hoes and the thugs. They need love too. <You know.
laughs> And which one would you predict was the winner?
I want to say, because I know our listeners, I want to say maybe the hoes and the thugs. I think that might have won.
Yeah. That's what I thought. That's what I thought would win, but it didn't, oddly.
Oh, it did.
Wow. Elena, what which ones did you go with?
The one I chose was the one about single parents and when they should start dating. Even though I have no children, I have a mother. Single mother.
I knew it.
And so I need to find out when that's going to
happen. I knew it. Well, the winner, and it wasn't even close, the winner, and we will do this topic next week with Dr. Tamara Williams. You two may have had her for psychology at Hampton University. I know I did. She will be joining us next week to talk about If All My Relationships Fail, Is It Me? And it was not close. It was not close. It was a landslide victory.
Yeah, a lot of people got questions. I know a lot of people was like,
everybody single.
Right. They want some answers.
Yeah. And the following week for our Summer Love finale, we will do the pros and cons of online dating.
No,
because
too.
Yes, because that was the runner-up. I can't wait. Now we're diving right in, but because we're late here. Oh, I forgot to say, if you're listening to the show at its regularly scheduled time, which is Wednesday at 6:30, then you cannot call in. It's odd because this is a phone blast. I want you to call in, but you can't if you're listening. If you're listening at the regularly scheduled time. We advertised it. It was on Facebook and it was on social media, and we said something last week. So those of you who are tuning in, call us up. 646-595-3259. Now, because, you know, I've got comedy contest and, you know, life is weird. But let me say, now I'm not out here having sex willy-nilly. You guys know I'm conservative with my body. But here's the thing. Here's the thing. I've never had sex with a woman that was younger than me. Never have. I would gamble that would remain true. I'm comfortable saying that I probably won't. I mean, I could be wrong, but I doubt it. It's not like I'm targeting older women. I mean, I don't have sex with a lot of older women. I'm just not a cub, you know, or anything like that. But it's who I am. I think some people have an identity that they attract, and that they are attracted to people of a certain age range. It's weird. It's very weird. I can see on my tombstone, it'll probably say, here lies Eric Terrell. He still has not had sex with a woman younger than him. That's what I'm going to tell them to put. So, I don't know. Maybe that's too much information. But here's what here's what people assume is acceptable. There's a rule of thumb on the internet. A lot of people have read this rule, and the rule says that if you divide your age by 2 and you add 7, then that's the minimum age that you can have, that's the age of the person, the minimum age that you can socially acceptably have sex with, or be in a relationship with. Either one. You can't be with anyone over that age. So if you're 30, then that's 15 plus 7, which equals 22. If you're 50, then that's 25 plus 7, which is 32. Divide your age by 2 and add 7, and that's supposed to. This is really just some silly rule that somebody made up, but it's been out for a while. Most people go by this rule, especially older men. Trust me, people know about this rule, and it was on scienceofrelationships.com in an article by Dr. Benjamin Lee when he talked about the rule, and then. Now let me first say that there were studies that proved that this rule was wrong for women. However, that this rule was very, very accurate for men. Now, I would agree with that assessment.
As far as the men age being divided?
As far as the minimum age for a man to be in a relationship with is their age divided by 2 plus 7. But women, based on a publication by Kenrick and Keefe called Behavioral and Brain Sciences, this was done in 1992, younger men, and I'll get to women in a second because it – but and then we'll open the phone lines and you guys will react. But this is the last thing I'm going to say. Kenrick and Keefe concluded this, that younger men meaning higher teens or 20s, prefer women. And obviously I'm that man. That we prefer women slightly older than us. It's just something we like.
Wow.
However, the older a man gets, the younger the women they like. Meaning that they primarily like say the study basically reported that when a man gets 30 or 40 or 50, they prefer, if they're still single, now obviously they prefer their wife if they're not single, they prefer a woman whose reproductive age or higher. They want a woman who's in their reproductive prime, no matter what age the man is. And reproductive prime, we know, is, I think, about 30, higher 20s. Maybe mid-30s, but I think mid-30s is the maximum for reproductive prime. I mean, I get, you guys would know the best age to reproduce more than I would. I don't know. But but yeah, so that's what I found. And there were tons of studies that all resulted in pretty much the same thing. And I talked to a woman just recently who's about 45, 50 years old, and she said that she likes younger men, as young as their 20s. I won't tell you guys her name because she's very well known in Philadelphia. She's on the radio. But she says that being single and being an older woman, it's much more attractive sexually to be with a younger man because our sexual prime is the age that I am, is 20s, 30s, that we're in our sexual prime. But she says that women reach their sexual peak in their 40s and 50s, and their sexual peak is a bigger range. That starts later than a man's sexual peak, which means that when a woman is 40, 50, if she would date a man that was her age, then she would have a significantly higher sex drive than he would, and that to her makes men her age unattractive. Now, you two go ahead. what do you guys think is most appropriate? I guess I'll go with Elena first. What do you think? What do you think is most appropriate, and what What do you like, if you feel comfortable divulging?
I mean, I'll say, hold on. My preference, me, I'm 25, and I will say my last was younger than me, but since then I've only dated older, and I don't know if it's because I think it's more for maturity reasons and more about stability reasons. I don't know about, you know, the sexual prime. I think I'm always in that. So that's pretty much how I view it. I do know that living out here in Atlanta, you will see sugar daddies with sugar babies more than you see relationships in, like, similar ages. So it's just, I think it just depends on how people like to get down and if it's about money or about maturity.
Yeah, yeah. That was also a point in the very same article that I came across in Science of Relationships with Dr. Benjamin, that he pointed to the fact that most women want a man who's more established, i.e. a sugar daddy. Asia, what about you?
Okay, well, first off, real quick, I'll just say my personal experience, I pretty much dated within my age, same age, two or three years difference, but not like a gradual, he's way older or he was way younger. My parents, on the other hand, my parents are 9 years apart, and they've been happily married for a very long time. So, I guess the whole thing, a number could be factoring. I can agree with you, Eric, as far as, like, the sexual drive type thing, older women dating younger men. But I feel like there's a lot of other factors in there, like, as far as money. But then you have some people now in our, you know, economic status that are, like, living at home till they're 30. You know, where you graduate and move back home with your parents. So even if you do try to date older men, like, sometimes they don't have their stuff together. And then there's some that do at a younger age. It's different nowadays. I really don't think that you can count age as just a factor, like, oh, I'm going to date this older guy because he's going to have his own car, he's going to have his own place, and he's, you know, got his life together. No, that's really not the case now. So you might get with somebody that younger, that's straight out of college, that, you know, got it going on, or somebody went off to the military and they're financially well off and they're, you know, mature and respectable, but they could be younger. So is there really, I don't know the scientific, I mean, I'm pretty sure statistically they're going to show, you know, as far as whose age goes with who. But, I mean, if you really genuinely love somebody, I don't, you know, I'm thinking more from my parents' perspective and even in my own, you know, that age really doesn't matter. And the preference, I feel like as long as you're compatible and that you're on the same page with things as far as, like, do you want kids? Like, do you want to get married? As a person older, I have a family, you know, already and have grown kids. They may not want to have a child. Like, do you want to be with somebody that's older and you never had children and you want one? Like, you know,
right.
Things like that. You
right.
have to lay out a line.
Yeah, but,
like, as you get older,
yeah,
you need to adjust.
Yep.
So,
there's a lot of problems.
As long as you guys are on the same page, you have somebody that, hey, if you waiting for them to get their credit together, they ain't got no credit. You got to wait till they get older.
There's a lot of potential problems that can arise. That's very, very true. And I think what these studies are also trying to point out is that you need to pump the brakes if you're attracted to someone significantly older or significantly younger than yourself as far as being in a long-term relationship with them because of all these problems. And I think one big problem or potential problem is the kids. I mean, if the two people are single parents, or if the older person is a single parent, they may have kids the same age as the person they're dating, and I think that's always a problem. that's just weird. I think that's weird. But yeah, we're gonna go right to the phones. We're going right to the phones. And yep, 215. 7-5. Oh no! She just disappeared. She's in and out. I'm gonna go to a different number here. You're live. Hello.
Yeah. Hello.
Yeah, my man. What's happening? We got somebody here. What's going? Oh, Chris.
Yeah. What up, Eric? How you doing?
Good. What's going on, bro? How you feeling? This is my boy Chris Stenner, fellow comedian in Philly. How you feeling, bro?
I'm good, man. Yeah, I'm 30. I'm getting married to someone who's 22, so it's like 8 year difference. And I think most relationships are hard. I don't think age is just another thing, you know. I've never been in an easy relationship.
So basically, there will be problems anyway. So what the hell?
I mean, you just got to find someone who can deal with your crazy, and you can deal with their crazy, and you know what I mean? But, like, I don't have a kid or nothing, so that makes it easier.
Right.
The hardest part about it was because when we started dating, she was only 20, so she couldn't go to bars and shit, and that's weird.
Yeah, Caden, no.
It's kind of creepy. That's fun. What are you gonna do?
That's intense. You know what's funny? The divide your age and add 7 rule fits perfectly for you, because 30 divided by 2 is 15 plus 7 is 22. So there you go.
22.
Yeah, I don't know how scientific that is, but. I mean, some people are more mature when they're younger. Some people are not. It all depends, you know. Plus, it depends where you're at, you know. Because I know some 30 people my age that act like kids. And, you know, I know people who are 22 that act like adults. So, and, you know, as a comic, we see people all ages. We see people from, like, you know, 40-year-old comics to 18. And some of the older comics don't necessarily act like adults. At all, you know, but
all good points and I'm sorry for being so scientific today, but the studies I've read today, they say that you will be attracted to your girlfriend for a very long time. Because our attractions they decrease, like the age that we're attracted to gets not lower, but it gets lower in correlation to the age we are. So and Asia and I, our parents are 8 years apart, as will your kids' parents. So it'll be fine. Yep. Appreciate you, bro.
No, yeah. Good show.
Thanks, man. Cool. We're moving on. We got 818-524. What's going on?
Brother E, what's going on? It's Brother J.
Brother J, what's happening, Brother J? How you feeling?
I can't complain, man. How you doing? Real good show. I like what you're doing right here.
Thank you, sir. I've got the ladies here with me too, Asia and Elena. I can't do it without the ladies.
Thank you,
Dave. Hello,
ladies. What do you think, Brother Jay?
You know what? I actually agree with the point I believe that you and Asia made, as far as when you said it's just the energies that attract, whether it's the younger attracting the older or the older attracting the younger. It's just kind of like what you normally. So that was the point that you made. and then the state says something to the effect as far as kids getting involved. And, you know, you have kids and they might have already been there and done that. I actually went through a situation like that a couple of times. Actually, with all the older women I deal with, I fall madly in love with and want to take it to the next level. And it's already been there and done that and not looking to go there.
How old was this person you dated?
One of them was 20 years older than me. One of them was 10 years older.
20 years older than you? Jay, are you still with us?
Yeah, I'm still with you.
Yeah, you said yes, she was 20 years older than you?
Yeah, she was 20 years older than me.
Nice. I'm impressed. I can't believe you pulled that off. That is impressive.
It was that energy thing. You know what I mean? When I saw her, I just like wanted her, and then it just connected.
Yeah, and what was the biggest problem with that?
She couldn't stay out the club.
She couldn't stay out the club.
Sound like you didn't give her
You got to realize a woman that may have, quote unquote, started a grown up life at a young age, i.e., have kids, work, you know what I mean, household, all that stuff. Once the kids get grown and they get into their, which the young lady said, their prime at around 45, 50, you know, they're ready to hit the streets. So they couldn't do that at 20. So,
oh my!
Yeah.
Oh my! That is an amazing story. I think you might be a rare gem, my friend.
Yeah.
The woman 20 years older than you that couldn't stay out the club. It seems like she would be trying to get you out the club. Not only being a man, but being a younger man. Women do stay in the club. I mean. Older than men, I think men leave the club at a younger age than women do. But that's neither here nor there. I'm glad you've learned from the experience, my man. I would advise you to be careful with these cougars from here on out. You and I both have to be careful. But I appreciate your call, man.
real quick on your end, brother E. I mean, it's cool for you to deal with them now, but as you get older, you gonna want to move into that build a family stage. So you gonna have to get something.
Definitely.
All right, so good luck.
My man. Trust me, I am all careful. I am 100% careful. Okay, appreciate you. Moving on, we got one last phone call. She's been in and out all day. What's going on? You live.
Hello?
Yeah, India?
Hello.
Hey. I didn't know if I was through What's or not. It? I'm just so busy laughing at everybody's comments.
No, oh, my goodness. Woo, that, I'm going to be on that last one for a few days. That was
so
ridiculous. That was something else. But I admire the fact that he learn from that. Now, I want to say goodbye to my live listeners. This show is going to extend past the live bracket from 6:30 to 7. We're going to go about 5 extra minutes. And really quick, I want to introduce the three of you. I know Elena and Asia, we met. I mean, the two of you are my big sisters. We met in college acting with the Hampton Players. And this here is one of my favorite actress friends from Philadelphia, India Jones.
Hi,
India.
Hi, everybody.
Hello.
Yeah, and India and
can
India.
Can we just represent Harrisburg for a second?
No, you can't do. Nope.
Okay, a little shout out.
India's in Atlanta now, Elena. Elena, I know you are also in Atlanta, and India's in Atlanta now too.
Hey, girl.
So go ahead with your comment, sis.
Okay, so I've experienced both. I feel like when I was younger, my intent was to date older guys because I think that's just something we do as young ladies. We always want somebody older because we feel like we're mature as well. But then I had to think, he was 10 years older than me. So at the time, I was 25 and he was 35. Well established, had everything going, but he did have a daughter. And then it started to make me feel like, what does this guy that's 10 years older than me want with me? And why hasn't he settled yet? So I had to start thinking, like, what did that mean? So it kind of, like, pushed me away because it was like, there has to be something that wasn't there. And then I just don't like people with kids because I don't have any. And that's kind of what pushed me towards the younger end of the spectrum because as I got older, I realized that younger guys are, you know, most of the time they don't have children because they're establishing themselves if they're not already established. So it became more appealing. And I feel like it does depend on how mature your relationship is, period, despite the age.
It seems like everybody's echoing Asia. So, I mean, what do y'all think? What do y'all think about that? Is agree, disagree? Sound good? Sound good to me?
I agree completely.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh yeah. I mean, I don't think any of us have anything to say. But but that yeah, that's
consensus. I feel like it's gonna be problems in any relationship you have, and as long as you try to address what your intent is in the beginning, those problems won't arise later. Especially, I think it's just more specific if you're going, you know, broader in age, that there are some specific things that needs to be addressed before you get serious. Like if you thought of when Indias had said, like, oh, you know, what does this guy want with me if he's already, you know, established with a child, like that should have been addressed in the dating process, like early on, so you don't get caught up and, you know, get in your feelings and then, you know, find out that you guys don't want the same thing. So I feel like, you know, we as adults, or even if you're younger, you have to be mature enough to talk about these things. If you want to date somebody 10, 20 years difference, that's fine, but you both got to be upfront. Like, hey, I don't want kids.
Yeah,
I got kids, or hey, I want a house, or whatever.
I also wanted to mention that I feel like it's also a double standard sometimes. When you're out and people see, like, a younger girl with an older man, it's kind of like, oh, that's her sugar daddy. He probably give her money. But then when you see a younger guy with the older woman, it's like, yeah, bro, like, he doing that. Like, it's like, why is it so different with a younger man with the older woman who's, it's kind of like, do you have mommy issues? Like, a female has daddy issues when she's with an older man. So I feel like it's always a double standard when it comes to men and women and dating, period.
Yeah, it's funny. Each topic, it seems like we do, or every topic that exists pretty much is always somewhat of a double standard. And the double standard always benefits guys. And it's like when my man said he was with a girl 20 years older than him, I almost praised that man. I said, what the hell? I mean, the thing is, I would never even consider being in a relationship long term with a woman 20 years, my senior. Oh, I would never. But just the fact that he did that, like, he managed to, like men praise one another that way. it's amazing. And like India said, you know, the sugar daddy thing is serious. Women tend to fall into that, I think, pretty easier than men fall into the trap of women who make more and try to have a little boy toy. But because older men, and you see it more than anything, Elena, down there in Atlanta, like they want a trophy wife. They want a trophy wife. You can pay for one, and you can have her on your arm, and you can walk around, and it looks good. But I doubt that half of trophy wives last for too long. But yeah, very very good insight, India. Appreciate you.
Yeah,
thank you. You guys are. Yes, it just had me like. It just angers me sometimes because it's like it's very scarce out here. So.
Oh yes.
Right.
Yes.
Oh stop.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Appreciate you. Appreciate you.
All right. Thanks, y'all.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Now, did you guys have any last statements before I give my last statement? We're headed out.
Nah, of course. It's a man's world.
Yep, there you go. It is a man. Like I was just saying, it is a man's world. No, Atlanta, did you have anything?
No.
Atlanta. Okay, good, good, good. Well, I want to thank the two of you for joining us. My co-host, as always, Miss Asia Dowden and Elena Brownlee, for filling in, and being a fill-in when Asia was still here. Just great, great phone blast. Next week is going to be fantastic. But at the end of the day, let me just say, at the end of the day, I sound like Buzz Diddy, Asia, don't I? At the end of the day, the most important thing is what Asia said earlier. The connection and the communication. All right, whether she's your senior or whether you're her senior, or ma'am, whether you're his senior or whether he's your senior. I would caution everyone to be careful of all of the potential hindrances that we mentioned today. Primarily, being a single parent, having kids his age. Having kids her age, I think that's hazardous. And of course, the sexual primes. Be careful of those. But at the end of the day, the most important thing is love. Love yourself. Love other people. Love the truth. And love love. It's not hard to love love. All you've got to do is love God, because God is love, and God did it. Right. God did it. That's right. Dr. Williams next week, baby. If all my relationships fail, is it me? Is it me, girls? Is it me? I don't know. Is it me? It's probably me.
It might be.
It's probably me. It's funny because that's an obvious question, but we're trying to find ways to make it. To make it not what we hope
not
the answer to
we,
be.
Not me. Make it not me.
Well, yeah. can it not be me?
How can it not be me?